Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 97, The Power of You, by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with author permission, of course. Now don't forget, if there's a health and fitness or wellness blog out there that you really enjoy, let us know. Send us the link, and then we'll contact the author and see if we can read their posts right here on the show. Today, I'm reading to you a post from Roger Lawson. But before we get into it, we're now just 2 days away from another book giveaway to a random person on our mailing list. So if you still want to be a part of that, it's really easy to join. Just visit oldpodcast.com and enter your email address there. Not only will you be entered into the raffle on Thursday, but you'll also get some free spreadsheets from us to help you optimize your life. One helps you with prioritizing tasks, another will show you when you can retire based on a couple of inputs from you, and all of that is free when you're on our mailing list. With the new year coming up, I'm sure you have some New Year's resolutions, and I guarantee these spreadsheets will help. Again, just visit oldpodcast.com and enter your email address there to join. All right, let's get the show going and start optimizing your life. The Power of You, by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. Let these truisms sink in for a moment. You rock. You're awesome. You're the best thing since oxygen. You're the shit. Don't believe me? Shame on you. But I understand your skepticism. There's a whole world out there trying tirelessly to convince you otherwise. So let me throw some indisputable facts your way. 1. You completely dominated anywhere from a few million to a billion cells to earn the right to be brought into existence. All this before you even took your first breath. 2. Over 55 million people die each year. But, I hope, if you're reading this, then you're still among the living. 3. Out of all the pages on the internet, you managed to find Roger's website and, of course, this podcast. Okay, we're just kidding here, but seriously. Got that into your head? Fantastic. Let's move on. A few weeks ago, I had the privilege of being included in Alan Aragon's talk at the JP Fitness Summit, the best fitness gathering on the planet, in my opinion, which focused on the things that matter in regards to health, performance, and body composition. So he asked me to present one of the key elements that played a role in my own transformation. I knew going into this that me talking about nutrition after Alan did such a thorough and outstanding job on the topic would be the equivalent of an eighth grader following up Albert Einstein's physics presentation with one of his own. So I went another route and spoke exclusively about what separates me from you and you from everyone else in the world, your mind. Mind over body. I am a former fast food addict. From a young age, I grew up with a Ronald McDonald, Wendy, and some burger dude with a crown as my best friends, visiting them a few times a week, stuffing my face with portions far too large for my body. This only got worse as I got older. Now, I had a car and a steady source of income, a bad combination. I knew the hours and locations of every fast food joint in my city, and I knew the tendencies and specials going on at each of them. Is this Wendy's always out of barbecue sauce? time to take a trip down the road to the next one, because having chicken nuggets without the sauce is a cardinal sin. Want proof? You can see the credit card statements on Roger's website. If you see the first statement, you can note that my fast food addiction wasn't contained by silly things such as borders and large bodies of water. I even crossed into Canada to taste their version of McDonald's. This is just the damage from a single card. I had another bank account with a much higher frequency of use. Then came the blood work during a routine physical. Total cholesterol, over 300. LDL cholesterol, 260. HDL cholesterol, 52. I knew my eating habits were horrible, but when you're staring at numbers like that in the face as a 20-year-old, it puts things into perspective. At this point, a good 70 to 80% of my diet was fast food, and I knew something had to change before I ended up leaving a pretty-looking corpse way before my time. I tried to quit several times, some attempts better than others, but each ending in a fiery binge of grease and chaos, complete with post-food conquest guilt and the feeling that this is how things were going to be until the day I died. This went on for more months than I'm proud to admit before I simply said that enough was enough. It was Christmas Eve. I pulled up to the drive-thru with one of my friends, ordered some chicken tenders and fries, enjoyed my final glorious meal before swearing that I'd start the new year with a clean slate and that I'd never hit up another fast food joint again. And I haven't. But what was so different between this and all my other failed attempts? Honestly, the only difference was this. I believed I could do it and would do it. While this applies to fitness, it can and should apply to every other area of your life as well. Whether your goal is to be ripped with muscles on top of muscles, or simply be a better parent for your children, the first step towards achieving is believing in yourself, believing that it's possible, and believing you can achieve it. Do you need to have a solid plan when starting out? Not at all. Don't let perfect become the enemy of good enough for the time being. You'll learn what you need to along the way. Do you need the support of everyone around you? It's nice to have, but it's not a necessity. There's a world full of cynics and naysayers out there, ready to try and shut you down the moment you try to move beyond who you are and towards who you want to become. Some out of envy that they don't have the courage to do the same, and others just to see you fail, so that they don't feel the silent sting of your success. Haters are going to hate, and the fact that you have some means you're probably on the right path. Whatever you do, whatever your goal is, don't attack it with the quote, "I'm going to try" attitude. I'm going to try to lose weight. I'm going to try to eat better. I'm going to try to make more money. No, you're going to do those things because that's what you told yourself that you're going to do. Think back to a time in your life when someone believed in you. How completely awesome did that make you feel? The fact that you're listening to these words right now is a direct result of the wonderful people that I've met along the way who believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. There have been many times when I've wanted to pack up and stop writing because I felt that the quality was horrible and that I wasn't reaching or helping anyone at all. But those days are gone, and I'm going to keep on keeping on, if for no other reason than my respect for those who believed in me and to serve as an example of what is possible for those who don't fully believe in themselves yet. Do you believe in yourself? If you don't have someone that believes in you, then I believe in you. If you ask why you should believe in yourself, I ask in return, why not? Without belief, nothing is possible, but with it, anything is. Quote, "I've never met a person, I don't care what his condition, in whom I could not see possibilities. I don't care how much a man may consider himself a failure. I believe in him, for he can change the thing that is wrong in his life anytime he is prepared and ready to do it. Whenever he develops the desire, he can take away from his life the thing that is defeating it. The capacity for reformation and change lies within." Preston Bradley. You just listened to the post titled "The Power of You" by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Roger described a path that so many of us have traveled. When I first read his post, it was all too familiar to me. For those of you longtime listeners, you might remember my story. I, too, was a fast food junkie. Skipping breakfast and lunch was very common, and fast food was a daily occurrence for me. And I, too, had a wake-up call. My wake-up call wasn't my cholesterol levels, but rather a disease diagnosis. But even then, just as Roger experienced, I didn't change right away. Even after I was diagnosed with my disease, I didn't change my habits. It took time, it took persistence, but I too swore off fast food. And I've stuck to that. So take it from Roger, take it from me, you can accomplish these things. You can accomplish what you have set out for yourself. Now once again, we're giving away a book in just 2 days to a random person on our mailing list. So if you want to be entered, plus get some life tips from us and some spreadsheets to help optimize your life, come by oldpodcast.com and join the email list. It's also a great way to show your support for the show. Tomorrow, we'll hear a post from JC Dean, so definitely stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.